shifting gears here to a very much more somber topic, and it is literally every parent's worst nightmare, and it came true for the Tabor family this spring. Owen Philip Tabor was many things, a son, a brother, a cousin, a nephew, a grandson, and a friend. He had a great sense of humor, a strong will, and many charming personality traits. In Owen's memory, the Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation began. Owen took his own life this spring. Joining us now is his father, Jordan. Jordan, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. I also have my wife, Lisa, with me.
Well, glad to have you both on this morning. And, circumstances aside, this is something that needs to be talked about a lot more and what y'all can do to help even more so. So the Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation. Tell everyone about it.
Absolutely. And thank you for having us, Brian. Our son, Owen, was popular, never bullied. He was loved and supported in a stable family home. He was athletic. Scholastics came easy to him. And the point in me saying all that is that if Owen could take his own life, then all of our youth is at risk. And we just had no idea about the prevalence of suicide before we lost our son. And statistically in Louisiana, between the ages of 10 and 22, suicide is the second leading cause of death. But yet, due to the stigma, no one's talking about it. And it truly is an epidemic. It's a silent killer. And when I was in school, there was MAD and DARE, and it was classroom and auditorium style education. So Lisa and I just had to find a way to turn our pain into purpose. And our mission is to raise awareness and education around student-athlete suicide.
We're talking with Jordan and Lisa Tabor about the Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation. In this short time that the foundation's been around, what have you all learned since then, and who have you heard from that you can networks not to lean on?
Well, one of our major initiatives is this upcoming Walk Out of Darkness, and we're partnering with AFSP. Our initial goal was to break the national walker record, which we've succeeded. Another community walk had over 1,200 walkers, and we've exceeded 13 walkers as of today. Mm-hmm. And so our goal, our secondary goal, is to break the Louisiana fundraising record, which for community walks currently sits at $42,000. And the Rain Will Bring Flowers team is around $35,000 right now. So, our ask of the community is to show up, walk, and donate if they're able.
All right, give us the details on the walk and where folks need to go in order to participate.
Thank you, Brian. The Walk Out of Darkness is going to be held at Pennington Biomedical Center the morning of October 7th, starting at 10 a.m. To celebrate life and to celebrate breaking the national record. We're also hosting an LSU Missouri tailgate. LSU's away. So it's going to be a fantastic day to help remove the stigma associated with suicide.
We're talking with Jordan and Lisa Tabor about the Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation. So the walk is a big part of this, but there's a lot more to it than just that. What else have y'all, if you'll pardon the pun, walked through with the foundation? How has it grown?
So some of the initiatives that we're focused on, in addition to raising the awareness, is we're working to partner with premier athletes that have ties to Louisiana. We were blessed to have Kay Beloso provide a PSA, as well as Coach Jay Johnson. And so we're working on continuing education through those premier athletes. Mm-hmm. We've also are forming alignment with school districts here in Baton Rouge to understand the gaps. And once we identify those gaps, we're going to go seek funding and to close those gaps. We're focused on enhancing screening technology in our school systems that will improve the detection of warning signs. And we're also working on building a scholarship fund for mental health practitioners that have a give back clause. We're finding that there's just not enough access to mental health for our youth. And so we want to improve that access and tie that back to maybe a pod scenario where a mental health practitioner would get a scholarship and then they would be tied to one particular school or a number of schools to start developing relationships with our children.
The issue of mental health is one that I take really seriously on this show. And Jordan, I'm a father of a 16-year-old junior at SJA. So it's like the time and place in life is it hits home to be sure. If you could assess, and we got about a minute to go, but assess where we're at and where we can be when it comes to mental health amongst our teens.
I believe that we need to be talking about it. All of these kids feel the same way, and they're not talking about it. So they feel like they're alone and on an island when they're really not. You always think it's going to happen to someone else. You know, it would never happen to me. And that's exactly what I told my husband a couple hours after Owen took his life. And I just feel like these kids need to talk to each other. They need to talk to their parents. Their parents need to be asking the right questions. You actually need to ask the question of, do you feel like you want to kill yourself? Which is a hard question to ask. But just getting the knowledge and getting the information that you need to help your children is so important.
So we've just posted up the link. That was Lisa, by the way, Lisa Tabor. We just posted up the link to help support the Rain Will Bring Flowers Foundation. The link is now posted on our Facebook Live feed. You can join the team. You can donate. Before we get you out of here, let's run through those details one more time about the walk itself.
You bet. It is at Pennington Biomedical Center. Check-in is at 9 a.m. The walk will begin at 10. And then following the walk, we will have an LSU-Missouri tailgate to, again, celebrate life and celebrate breaking that national record of walkers.
It's the Out of the Darkness Community Walk, and it's in support of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I know it's not easy to soldier forward, but I appreciate y'all's efforts in looking out for hopefully helping someone else's kids as well. Jordan and Lisa, thank you for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you for having us, Brian.
Thank you.